we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
I'm looking today at the topic, the influence of a father on his children. In the last few years, psychologists have come, more and more, to a new appreciation for the father's responsibility in the rearing of the children. As the extent of his influence upon his children has become more fully understood, these professional people have begun to point out the absolute necessity for a father to become actively involved in the rearing of the children. Today, I'll be looking at one of the important ways in which a father may influence his family. A father's interest is particularly important for a daughter in the home. Most men don't realize this fact. It seemed to be much easier for a man to teach his son how to play sports and how to be involved with other manly activities. But nonetheless, it's still true that the love of a father is vitally important in teaching his little girl how to love others. A girl whose father never takes the time to play with her, who never cuddles her and tells her that he loves her, and who never takes an interest in her accomplishments, will quite likely develop a form of resistance to him that will shield her from being hurt by his rejection. Unfortunately, she'll tend to transfer this protective shield to other men as well. Should she marry, she may never be able to lose this coldness, this reserve that she feels toward men. The problem of frigidity that plagues many homes is one that has its roots in the lack of a father-daughter love in the home during the early years of life. It's interesting to take note of Paul's advice to fathers when he says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." The Holy Spirit, in this passage, has emphasized a problem that plagues many men. With the newspaper to read and home projects to keep them busy all evening and activities that can take him away for the night, it's easy for you to become so wrapped up in yourself that you rebuff your children when they want your time. But tragically, when you drive a wedge between yourself and your children, you usually drive a wedge between the Lord and your children also. You're the one who best represents God in the home, and when you fail to take time for your children, you cannot honestly portray yourself as an illustration of the love that God has for mankind. But as the God-placed head of the home, it is your responsibility to consistently demonstrate this love to your children. This is the only way in which you can show your children the right kind of an example of God's love, by shouldering the responsibility of caring for your children, especially during those early years of their lives, by showing an interest in them, by surprising them with unexpected gifts or kindnesses, by being actively involved with them. You set forth a practical example of God's love for man. Isn't this what God does for his children? He always takes time for us, no matter how small our problems may be. He continually gives us unexpected gifts as he blesses us with his goodness. He cares for us in all of our difficulties. And just as God does for you, so you do for your children. No matter what the age or maturity of your child, he will respond to your loving concern. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, needs to be consistently demonstrated by you, the loving Christian father, in order for your children to accept the reality of God's love and ultimately the reality of salvation as provided in the gift of God's love, Jesus Christ.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.